Recorded Books Romance presents The Warlord Wants Forever by Cressley Cole, narrated by Simone Fauvoir and Hagen Verrett.
The Origin of the Valkyrie. Into the blood-splattered snow, the lone warrior fell to one knee and shuddered with weakness. Still, an arm shot out to raise a sword against the oncoming legion. Her dented breastplate swallowed her small form. Though the winds howled, whipping her hair, she heard the twang of the bowstring unleashed. She screamed in fury as the arrow punctured the center of her armor, the blow sending her flying back. The arrowhead had pierced through metal, then barely through her breastbone, just enough that her heart met the point with each beat. The beating of her own brave heart was killing her. But her scream had woken two nearby gods sleeping together through a brutal, wintry decade. They stirred and looked down upon the maiden, seeing in her eyes courage burning bright. Bravery and will had marked her entire life, but the light ebbed with death, and they mourned it. Freya, the female god, whispered that they should take her courage and preserve it for eternity because it was so precious. Woden agreed, and together they gave up lightning to cleave through the ether and strike the dying maiden. The light was violent and slow to fade and made the army tremble. When blackness cloyed once more, the healed maiden woke in a strange place. She was untouched, her human mortality unchanged. But soon an immortal daughter would be born from her, a daughter who possessed her courage, Woden's wily brilliance, and Freya's mirth and fey beauty. Though this daughter enjoyed the power of lightning for sustenance, she also inherited Woden's arrogance and Freya's acquisitiveness, which merely endeared her to them more. The gods were content, and the maiden adoring.